Joe Biden appoints sanctuary city supporter to prosecute illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 4, 2021. The attorney whom President Joe Biden has appointed to prosecute illegal aliens facing deportation has supported sanctuary policies and represented criminal illegal aliens in court. Last week, Biden appointed Kerry E. Doyle to lead the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency's Office of the Principal Legal Advisor (OPLA) that is responsible for prosecuting illegal aliens facing deportation from the United States. Doyle, as local media reported, is an immigration attorney out of Boston, Massachusetts, who famously co-filed the lawsuit against the Trump administration's travel ban in 2017 that barred immigration to the U.S. from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Venezuela. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled the travel ban constitutional, underscoring a president's vast authority over immigration in the national interest. Doyle's record extends also to initiating sanctuary legislation in local communities and a critic of ICE as an enforcer of federal immigration law. John Fear with the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, writes that Doyle is a strong advocate of sanctuary policies and has advocated for legislation that would prohibit local law enforcement from even inquiring about a suspect's immigration status. Fear writes, the news outlet also notes that Doyle has been an outspoken critic of the agency and has led many lawsuits against it. Her appointment is the equivalent of putting an arsonist in charge of a fire department, and the DHS Inspector General will have to keep a close eye on her involvement in litigation matters to ensure there is no conflict of interest or appearance thereof. Emphasis added. Disturbingly, by opposing the 287G program, Doyle is supporting the release of illegal aliens arrested for a litany of crimes in Massachusetts, including manslaughter, armed carjacking, armed robbery, aggravated assault and battery, child rape, strangulation of a pregnant woman, assault and battery of a 60-plus/ disabled person, kidnapping, home invasion, burglary, fentanyl trafficking, cocaine trafficking, carrying an unlicensed firearm, credit card and identity fraud, and drunk driving, to name a few crimes. Emphasis added. In a letter to Biden, Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, President Dan Stein calls Doyle the wrong person for the position at the worst possible time. Stein writes. Later, in early 2020, she advocated for a Massachusetts bill that restricted state and local law enforcement cooperation with ICE. In this push, she argued that ICE was out of control for enforcing immigration laws against removable aliens in the United States. The measure would have applied sanctuary city laws statewide and sharply limited the state's cooperation with the federal government on the deportation of illegal aliens, including criminals. She also represented illegal aliens with criminal convictions and recently filed a petition with the ACLU to release criminal aliens on the basis of the COVID-19 pandemic. Emphasis added. Please rethink this decision and instead focus your efforts on addressing the border crisis and enforcing our laws. Emphasis added. Already, Biden has sought to prosecute and deport fewer illegal aliens with executive action at ICE. In June, prosecutors with ICE were ordered to institute prosecutorial discretion when considering which illegal aliens to prioritize for arrest and deportation. Data from July showed that fewer than 4 in 10 illegal aliens going before a federal immigration judge are being ordered deported from the U.S. as a result. Last week, Biden unveiled new sanctuary country orders that seek to protect and shield most of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. from arrest and deportation. The orders require that ICE agents not deport illegal aliens unless they are a current threat to public safety. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.